actually did the project with two of our five English sets. And the two people that we've got with us today, Jess and Josh, are actually from the very top set. I hope they don't mind embarrassing me. And I think I suppose to put a little bit of perspective, and I know that research is based on three schools. I think one of the reasons why perhaps the higher ends were a little bit, perhaps their comments weren't quite as positive as the lower ends, is because our top ends are really incredibly bright, and they're a little bit cynical about the fact that we, when we approached the pilot, we decided that from day one the teachers would be completely enrolled, and so we got someone to paint us a box which arrived in the classroom, and I kind of had to see this thing where I said, oh, it's very hot in here, somebody opened the blind, and so the blinds went off and this box appears, and this little lad room and kind of opened and this is the box. I was like, I'm just getting on with my job here, it's really quiet. He said, this is a box, it's a box. And he kind of looking at it, didn't quite know what to make it. And then I said, look, just pass it to me then, please. And I opened it up, and of course inside was this memory stick that we then plugged in, and the messages appeared. But days before, we'd had things, we got our IT technicians to make our computer systems across every subject in four rooms everywhere just go bonkers, with things flying across the screen, and the icons jumping around, and messages, you know, can you help me, from the curator. So there was already a buzz before we even started the project, that, you know, what's going on with the computers? So when this arrived, kids were really quick to kind of realise that this message from the curator, this curator had been partly responsible for, entirely responsible for the bonkers things that were happening. My class was set two, and quite a mixture of abilities. And we set one, incredibly switched on. But what we wouldn't do next time was this time, and we're going to run it again this year, the whole of year eight. We are going to place the kids in role and tell them that they're about to do something different. But you don't have to do that. But the top end were just a little bit kind of, oh, you know, spent a lot of time then saying, is this real? I said, are you enjoying it? Yeah, but don't worry then. You know, of course it is. Would we be wasting our time? You know, So that was, I think that might be one of the reasons why that was slightly sort of in favour of the lower ability, because our experience was that both groups absolutely, you know, totally hooked with it. we didn't get right to the end of the project, which, because we were a bit short for time, this time we spent a whole 9 weeks on it, and we're really excited to do that. So our school will be putting together the displays. I don't know if you want to say anything about your favourite. All different texts from all different eras, you know, all different genres, and the kids not actually knowing quite what